One halakha in the laws of Hagalat Kelim. So we learned in yesterday's halakha, Maran, Tafnun Bet Halakha Aleph, that if you're koshering pots through Hagalah before Pesach, so one does not have to worry even if the pot was used within 24 hours for Hametz. Even if it's a Ben Yomo, it's going to be okay. However, there's one halakha that we must clarify. It is true, if a person, let's say, has a spoon that was used within 24 hours for Hametz, and he's koshering it before Pesach, he's allowed to kosher it without any problems, just drop it into a boiling pot of water. However, one has to be careful not to drop in a meat spoon and a dairy spoon at the same time, if they are both b'nei yoman. Manan writes that in halakha bet. Because we're worried about the flavor of the milk and meat are going to meet up in the water and therefore create an isur of basar b'halav. So therefore Maran is mahmilak at tahila, that one should not kosher two kelim, one meat, one milk, both within 24 hours of their use. However, he says if one of them is pagum, which means if one, either the meat or the milk, was used after 24 hours, or was not used, I should say, within 24 hours, so it's okay. Why? Because the pagum that goes out is going to go into the other one, so when it's pagum. The ben yomo that goes into the pagum is also okay, because when it goes into the water, it's a nat banat. The regular spoon, that's let's say meat, ben yomo, is one or ten ta'am that goes into the water, which is second or ten ta'am, that's heterah, that goes into the bagum. So therefore, whatever is going to transfer is going to be okay. So again, well, it is true, before Pesach, you don't have to worry if your kelim are b'nei yoman or not, but you will have to worry not to put milk and meat simultaneously, however you can put them one after the other. The second halakha that we discussed is that it would be permissible from the law to let a goy drop the kelim into the hagalah. So law is being supervised by a Jew, so it's okay if he dropped it in, as long as you're watching him. The purpose of the hagalah is to purge it, so it's purged. It's who drops it in. However, Yitzhak Yosef and Yalkut brings down in one of the footnotes that al pi sod, it's inyan that when you purge your kelim, you're actually purging your soul. So therefore, there's an inyan to do it yourself. It brings it down from the Kama Yashar. And last but not least, the halakha does say, and the Chacham Yitzchak makes a point of it, purging kelim the right way, meaning make hagala, is not a kula, it's not a leniency. So somebody shouldn't think it's better not to rely on hagala and go buy new dishes. No, the halakha says hagala is if you do it right, it's brings it back to its original usage. So therefore, one wants to be mahmid, not to rely on hagala. He says there's no inyan. Person anyway wants to buy new kelim stam, okay, good luck. But he's buying new kelim because he says, I don't trust hagala, that it doesn't work. He says there's no room for that. So again, the three halachot. Number one, milk and meat, if you're doing it together, one of them has to be enam b'nei yoman, b'di'avad. If they were both b'nei yoman, b'di'avad, according to Shulchan Aruch, it'll be okay as well. B'di'avad. Halakha number two, one should lechatayla, not let a goy do it, but with the amal, of course, there's no problem if a goy dropped it in. And number three, hagala is a deen lechatayla, and one does not have to be worried if kili was kosher on the hagala.